Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Michael Cornell, head of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association, is joining me live on WBEN this morning. Bell-to-bell cell phone ban in schools is part of the New York State budget. It'll take effect when students start the next school year in the fall. Michael, thank you for joining me. How much local control will school districts have over this policy?
Good morning, by the way. Happy to be with you this morning. And I don't know, Susan. That's what a lot of superintendents are waiting to see, exactly how much flexibility is there in the actual language that we end up getting and the guidance that comes around it. And I hope there's some. I know most of my colleagues hope there's some. Regionally, superintendents did not support a bell-to-bell statewide ban. The New York State Council of School Superintendents also did not support it. And the reason for that, we acknowledge that cell phones are a challenge in schools, no question about it. It's a hassle for teachers. It gets in the way of learning in some ways. So we acknowledge it's an issue. But if you look at the history of one-size-fits-all state requirements, APPR, Common Core, some of the COVID area policies, I mean, none of those ended well, as we all know. So, requiring 743 school districts that all have their own unique needs, many of whom have found ways to manage the cell phone issue already without a statewide ban, requiring everybody to do the same thing has not turned out well for us here in New York. And our hope is that there's going to be some level of flexibility, particularly at the high school level. For all intents and purposes, as you probably know, middle school and high school kids do not have cell phones on them for the most part during the school day. There's in some way a ban, pre-K to 8. Really talking about high schools, and, that's a stickier wicket to try to get, 16-year-olds who've conditioned to have a smartphone for the last 12 years to now put it away for 6.5 hours.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I really do. Where would you like to have that flexibility?
Well, when I talk to my colleagues, I think, tell them they can't listen to their own music on their iPhone in the cafeteria. There are lots of teachers who use cell phones in their classes. Here, scan this QR code and do this quick little exit ticket on your phone so that I can see what you learned in math about order of operations. That's a very common thing in schools today. So, the ability to allow kids to use them in class. There's a lot of people who I talk to, there's a perspective out there that I happen to share. I mean, being able to manage a cell phone as a part of your life is a life skill. They're not going to be banned in college, not going to be banned in the workplace necessarily. And if they are, you got to learn how to kind of manage your way around that. But, teaching kids time and place with respect to a smartphone is something that might be worth teaching in school rather than trying to enforce a bell-to-bell ban. think about how hard it is to get your kid to put your phone away for a half hour during dinner, right? Now multiply that by 6.5 hours in a school day by 1,000 high school kids. You know, the enforcement of that, even in schools who've chosen of their own volition to do that, the enforcement of that has been very, very challenging. So, you know, we run the risk of focusing an awful lot of time and resources on chasing kids around with cell phones. Do they have it? Don't they have it? Why do they have it? You know, strikes me as might be problematic and take time and energy away from things that matter a lot more, which is instruction happening in classrooms, mental and emotional well-being of our kids, that kind of stuff.
Now, I know that millions of dollars are being set aside for this. Do you know how much money districts will get for storage pouches or lockers?
I don't know. I think some of that remains to be seen. And, I mean, it's got to survive how many more budgets, right? I mean, we all know the horse trading that goes on in a budget in Albany from year to year, you know, and money is only allocated for a year. You know, what does it look like in 2029? You know, that money goes away, yet districts are still stuck with the cost of trying to enforce a ban. You know, that strikes me as another challenge here. And it could be another unfunded mandate on top of the many others that schools and communities are saddled with.
And then there's an entirely different side of this, and that is parents. What do you hear from them?
It's mixed. You know, I mean, there is a ton of support for teachers for this. For all kinds of reasons, legitimate reasons, like I'm not going to delegitimize the teacher perspective here. A lot of respect for teachers generally and for their perspective on this issue in particular. For parents, it's very mixed. You know, there's the heartbreaking scenarios of kids when there's a violent act happening in a school, texting their parents and things like that. You know, parents want to reach their kids all the time. I mean, the fact remains that we used to be able to reach kids very quickly back in the days before cell phones. But I mean, the world is different and we can't wish it wasn't. So parents have grown used to being able to reach their kids at a moment's notice. So there's certainly a mixed reaction among parents and a rather mixed reaction among, you know, school administrators and school superintendents and board members too. Far from a consensus here. But yeah, for parents, it's tough. You know, you we're used to be able to reach our kids whenever we want to. And when we can't, it's frustrating.
All right. Hey, Michael, thanks so much. I know there's still a lot of details to learn here, but I appreciate your time.
Nice to talk to you. Have a good day.
You too. Michael Cornell, president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendent Association.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.